This is part 5 of a 5-part series. Looking at the fish's kiosk in front of you, you can see the many aquatic species that live at SEEP. Nittle's diverse terrain and plant communities create a variety of aquatic habitats. These habitats can be described using the following terms: littoral, or living in shallow water near the shore; palage, living in open water away from the shore; or benthic, living at the bottom of the water column. Two of Nittle's fish species, the variable platy and fathead minnow, are not native to Florida waterways. Many species of these invasive fish are brought to Florida as pets, food, or for sport, but then escape from captivity. They may thrive better than expected in the wild, making life harder for native fish by competing with them for the same food and space. As you move along, watch your footing. SEEP is actually a common alligator nesting area. One or more alligators may be found in SEEP year-round, so visitors should stay on the boardwalk and designated trails. Alligator nesting generally occurs between June and July, with eggs hatching about 2 months after laying. Female alligators have been known to stay with their young for several months after they hatch, making May through October a time to be extra cautious. An alligator nested in SEEP in 2001, 2003, and 2009, each year at a different location. If you see an alligator that appears to be guarding a nest, make sure to keep away. But afterward, please report its location by emailing Nittle at nittle@ufl.edu. For this next part of the tour, there's a lot of ground to cover, so feel free to walk and listen. Depending on the season, the area in front of you can be dry, full of water, filled with submerged plants, or covered with floating algal. Algal blooms are common in the spring when water levels rise and nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus leach from dead marsh vegetation and sediment. Although sometimes unsightly, the algal growth helps to remove excess nutrients from the water, thereby reducing the chance that they will pass out of the basin and into the environment. Preventing nutrients and other contaminants from entering stormwater runoff helps prevent algal blooms. As you continue to walk, appreciate the rich diversity of SEEP. Before enhancement in 1997, there were only 32 species of plants in the basin. Today, there are over 120 species. Initially, only a few individuals of many native species were planted as seed sources. Since then, the SEEP ecological community has been allowed to sort itself out by distributing seeds naturally throughout the basin and by recruiting new plants. This has allowed the basin to self-organize. It's kept management costs and management needs minimal. This concludes the 5-part SEEP audio tour. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, there are more available tours at Nittle's other trails for your listening pleasure.